8:31. This is the Morning Conversation News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service is in. And Logan, this time of year, we're into spring. We've got rain, but we've got some sunny, warmer weather at times as well. And I know you guys have a lot of things going on. Tell us about some of the upcoming programs and events.
Absolutely, Kyle. Thanks for having me. Well, first things first, this weekend on Saturday, we are going to be having our plant sale. And I heard you say it's going to rain this weekend, so it's a perfect Yeah, perfect time to be inside and get some plants.
And talk more about the event. Where is it held, and what's the time frame?
Yeah, so that's going to be at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and that's from 9 to 4. And we are going to have thousands of plants available to come check out. So if you're looking to landscape, plant some veggies, get some native stuff, this would be the great time to do it.
And I know this has been a big annual event for a long time with a lot going on out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a ton of fun. We just have all sorts of vendors that are going to be there and a bunch of plants and a lot of master gardeners. So if you have plant questions, this is a good place to be, too.
Well, and this is the time of year as people are starting to get out and doing some planting or getting ready to plant. That's where those questions really crop up. And while some people have got decades of knowledge, other folks want to get into it, but sometimes it's a struggle or you get tired of doing it the wrong way.
Ah, for sure. And whether you have decades of knowledge or you're just starting, you can always learn some stuff. So it's a great place to drop by and ask any of our master gardeners, you know, any kind of question about planting.
All right. And what's the time again on Saturday?
That's going to be from 9 to 4.
And which part of the fairgrounds?
We're going to be in that building next to the Gem Show, towards the back, next to the arenas.
All right, perfect. So what else is coming up?
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about today is we're going to have an open house at the Discovery Garden on Wednesday, May 15th from 4 to 6.
And what is the Discovery Garden, if people don't know?
Absolutely. So the Discovery Garden is kind of my pride and passion of the Master Gardener program here. We have hundreds of really wonderful Master Gardeners that have put together this volunteer-run giant garden that shows all these different demonstrations. So if you've ever thought about planting a garden, this is a great place to go and look at different types.
And where's it at?
That is at 238 River Forks Park Road. And I really invite you to come check it out. We're going to be doing a tour there, talking about what kind of plantings we have. We'll look at the Victory Garden. Then we're going to have a barbecue. And we're also going to be showing forage plots from Shelby Philly's research there.
And this is right next to the entrance to River Forks Park.
Yep. That's a great way to think about it. If you're heading towards River Forks Park, you'll see the big sign that says Discovery Garden.
And that's been there for a long time.
Yeah, it's been there for quite a few years. There's a ton of effort put into that. I've got some really, really wonderful master gardeners who devote a lot of time to make it as beautiful as it is.
And how big is that?
I think just to be careful, I'll say it's under 14 acres.
But still, I mean, quite a bit.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's, you know, there's just some really, really awesome stuff out there.
All right, so that is going on and a good place to check out. Do you have some other things coming up?
Yeah, the next thing that we're doing outside of those two is a growing irises class with Terringer Farms. So we're going to be talking about the care for iris rhizome management. They're going to talk a little bit about how they breed different varieties of irises. And then afterwards, there's going to be a big party called Bloomapalooza.
Bloomapalooza.
Yeah. So it's, I think, their first event they're putting on as a farm, but they've got a lot of folks stacked up for that. I think there's 50 vendors. There's going to be some live bands, and we're going to be hanging out in a flower field.
Wow. Music, too.
Yeah, lots of music. Should be really fun.
What's the date for that?
That one's going to be May 11th at Terringer Farms.
All right. And where are they at?
They're out in Glide on Little River Road.
Okay, perfect. Now, other things you want to mention?
Yeah, if you're interested in either of these events, the plant sale or the open house, feel free to contact me with any questions. If you'd like to go to the Bloomapalooza / growing irises event, we have a link on our website, the Douglas County Extension page, to sign up for the class. Bloomapalooza is free. You just show up.
And I guess we should emphasize as well that all of the things you guys have coming up as they get scheduled and go into the mix or up on the website.
Absolutely. So our Douglas County Extension page has a list of all sorts of events that we got coming up, not just mine, but all the programs going on in Douglas County. So I think there's also like a kombucha class coming up too.
All right. A lot going on this time of year. Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:36 at the Morning Report.